Tell me something. Am I the only one lucky enough to see you this way? I mean, your friends, do they ever see you like this? Exposed like this? Do you ever wear a slutty dress on a night out with them and have a little wardrobe malfunction? A nipple slips out of place, or a hem creeps up past your thighs when you're not paying attention? Someone gets an eyeful of your gorgeous breast, or that absolutely pinchable little part of your ass just above your thigh, and brings it to your attention so you can fix it before anyone else sees? Does that ever happen to you, baby? Do you ever look around to see if some strange man has noticed you hanging out of your dress and his eyes are now glued to you, practically drooling down his chin? Do you ever see another woman with daggers in her eyes because she's just experienced a glimpse of how unbelievably stunning you are under your clothes? Maybe those daggers are jealousy, or maybe she's looking at you like I do, with adoration, with lust. Do you like the attention, sweetheart? It's okay if you do. Come on, say it. Tell me you like the attention you get from men and from women every time you dress like a sloppy little whore and accidentally flash the whole room. That's my girl. It's not really an accident, is it? You know damn well what you're doing. You know damn well that if you wear a dress short enough, it'll ride up over the course of the night. You know damn well one of those perfect nipples is going to slip out if you wear a dress that's low-cut enough. And you know damn well that it'll look like an accident, too. You'll come out looking innocent, looking like a victim of cheap fabrics, wandering eyes, and indecent thoughts. But I know you, sweetie. You are far from innocent. You can fool strangers who think you're just clumsy or naive. You can fool your friends who think you're just having a good time and not paying attention. And you can certainly fool your family. I'm sure your father wouldn't exactly be proud of his little girl begging for attention from strangers by exposing herself in public. How is a brother supposed to be protective of his sister when being objectified is exactly what she wants? And how is a sister supposed to respect you or know how to respect herself if she sees you dress like a stupid slut, act like a stupid slut, get treated like a stupid slut, and love every second of it? Yeah, it's a very good thing you've got everyone around you fooled, but you can't fool me. No, I know you too well for that. I even know that it's the same when you touch yourself, isn't it? You tell yourself that you can just pretend it's an accident, pretend it's not happening, that you're not being a dirty, needy little girl, rubbing yourself, making yourself feel good, hammering your little clit, feeling so fucking good but needing more, like the greedy fucking bitch you are. And if you get caught, you can just say that you didn't mean to do this horrible, naughty, unladylike thing to make yourself feel so good. You didn't mean it. You were just goofing off, just exploring your body. But you do mean it, don't you? You plan your alone time accordingly. You buy toys for yourself. You listen to people like me whisper absolutely filthy things in your ear. Your aim is to make your own breath catch in your throat, to make your hips lurch and your soaking wet cunt spasm and cum. You want to feel good. You want it so bad. And I want you to have it. I want you to feel good. I want you to be exactly who you are. I want you to be that lovely little slut who lets strangers get a peek of her ass and her tits when she's out with her friends. I want you to be the insatiably crass little whore who gets herself halfway to coming when her phone rings and it's a friend or a family member, and just the thought of how she's not going to answer because she's too busy with her pussy, with her own selfish fucking pleasure. Something more important than anyone else. Just the thought of her own slutty selfishness gets her off. I know that's who you are. So be that girl for me right now. I want it. Be that filthy little slut for me. And be that filthy little slut for you. Touch yourself like you know exactly what you need to do to get off, because I know you do. You're not that naive. That's it, darling. Smear those slick pussy juices all over your cute little clit. Yes. Just like that, you fucking whore. Just like that, you disgusting little bitch. Oh, if only Daddy could see you now, huh? Obeying the orders of strangers on the internet. Fingers working between your legs, making yourself come for another woman, a woman you don't even know. Oh, and Mommy would be horrified, wouldn't she? Her little girl. This is exactly what she warned you about, isn't it? Showing too much skin, getting too much attention, acting in a way that lets everyone in the room know what a desperate, needy, dripping cunt you have. How does it feel to disappoint your family? How does it feel to lose the respect of your friends? How does it feel to give yourself over to me? To give yourself over to pleasure for no other reason other than the fact that it feels good? And I fucking said so. How does it feel to rub that filthy little cunt of yours for me? Your parents don't know this, and your friends don't know this, but this, right here, is all you're good for. This is your purpose. Touching yourself for the entertainment of anyone who's even mildly interested. I know all about that side of you, baby, just as well as I know myself. You and I aren't so different. Both of us are worthless sets of holes that crave to be used and abused. But I own it. I make it known to anyone and everyone, friends, family, co-workers, strangers, they all know what I am. They all know that I'm a fucking slut. Trying to hide it is so stupid, so pointless. Only weak, pathetic, beta bitches like you keep it a secret. That's why even though we're both whores, you're beneath me. I own my greedy pussy, and I own you. Do you understand? Do you like being known, you little cunt? You feel like finally someone understands you? Is that what's making you jackhammer your little clit right now? Oh, you thought I didn't know. God, you're so fucking stupid. Of course I know. Of course I know that being confronted with the truth was going to turn you on. Thinking about how ashamed your family would be and how disgusted your friends would be if they knew what a whore you are makes you so fucking wet, doesn't it? I bet just those words. Shame. Disgust. Make you quiver, make your clit twitch and your hips buck, don't they? I bet all you want to do right now is come. But don't you fucking dare. Don't you dare come before I do, you worthless set of holes. I swear to God, if you come before I do, there will be consequences that you will not enjoy. You just keep rubbing that filthy little cunt like I know you are. Got it? Just keep edging that slippery little slit and don't fucking come until I give you permission. I want to enjoy you for a little while first. I want to enjoy the sensation of knowing that all you can do right now is edge. I want to enjoy wondering what your moans sound like. God, they must just be little whimpers by now. You must be going crazy. I bet you're needy. Dripping cunt has never had to wait this long to come. I bet you usually just come whenever you want because you can't help yourself. Whores like you can never help themselves. That's why you need this. You need to be put in your place. You need to be told no. Your pussy needs to be told no. Your pussy needs to be taught a lesson. And I want to teach it. Right now. So tell me, are you learning, baby girl? Are you learning your fucking lesson? Are you learning who owns you? Oh, that's it. Keep whimpering for me like a desperate little bitch. Keep edging for me like a stupid little slut. Fuck. Keep fucking going. Keep fucking going. Don't stop. Don't give yourself any fucking breaks either, I swear to God. Do not stop touching yourself. Just keep edging. Oh, but don't fucking come. Don't you dare fucking come. All worthless little cunts like you are allowed to do without my permission is edge and whimper. Edge your soaking wet pussy for me. Whimper like a helpless animal. And come when I tell you to. Just like that. Keep going. Keep going, baby. I'm not quite done with you and that slutty little cunt yet. Keep going. Oh, but just imagining. Oh, you whimpering and whining is gonna push me over the fucking edge. Fuck. Oh, you little piece of shit whore. Oh, I can't believe a slut like you is gonna make me come. God fucking damn it. Oh, you're so fucking sexy. Fuck. Such a stupid, worthless little whore, but Oh, that's my fucking weakness. That's exactly what I like about you, you fucking bitch. Oh, you stupid fucking bitch, making me come for you just by being the dumb fucking slut you are. Oh, don't come. Don't come yet. Don't come. Don't you dare fucking come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come yet. Don't come yet, you little bitch. Don't come yet. Oh, don't come yet. Don't come. Oh, fuck. Oh, you stupid fucking bitch. Oh, I can't believe a stupid little cunt like you. Oh, it's making my juicy little pussy squirt and come. Oh, oh. You come for me, you filthy little bitch. Come on, come for me. Come for me. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. There's a good girl. There's my perfectly obedient little slut. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, does that feel good, baby? Oh, does that feel good? Oh, yeah, that feels good, huh, baby? Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels extra good to wait a while, doesn't it? Oh, I think it feels so good that I can easily get you addicted to it. Addicted to doing all the nasty, slutty little things you do now, but only ever coming for me. Only when I tell you to. I'm gonna make you dependent on me to make you feel this good. Me.